This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing scientific breakthroughs that are touching our lives, that are going to shape the destiny of the human race. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to be part of the fun, pick up the phone and call that magic number. Call the number 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. Ask a question, make a comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Or send me email. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And there's some people out there who are a little bit shy and don't want to get on national radio with your sound, but are willing to send me a question. And so I will be answering some of the emails. I will be answering some of the listener phone calls in this hour of Science Fantastic. And while you're at my website, check out some of my books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, The Future of the Space Program. Some people think that we're now entering the second golden age of space exploration. The first golden age, well, we won that by beating the Russians, but there was no vision. There was no guidance. There was no North Star to guide our work other than beat the Russians. Well, once we beat the Russians, we realized the cost was enormous and we gave it up. Billions of dollars wasted because we didn't have a thought through vision for space exploration. Well, now we have Silicon Valley billionaires filling in the gap. Elon Musk of SpaceX talks about creating a multi-planet species. He says that life is simply too dangerous to put on the planet Earth. Why not have other branches of humanity in space? And the richest man on Earth, Jeff Bezos, he has a new vision. And that vision is to make the Earth into a garden. Think about that. The Earth is a celestial garden, and all the polluting industries are put into outer space. Think about that. The Earth as a celestial park. That's the vision of the richest man in the world. And these people are just not dreamers. They're putting their money, hard-earned cash, billions of dollars, invested in a new fleet of rockets without a dime from the U.S. taxpayers. You know, several months ago, the internet lines were burning up because Elon Musk launched a new rocket from Cape Canaveral. Now, you may say to yourself, ho-hum, why should I care? That rocket was seen by millions around the world. Thousands lined up the streets of Cape Canaveral to watch the launching of that rocket because it was a moon rocket. For the first time in 50 years, a new moon rocket blasted off from the very same launch pad that launched our astronauts to the moon back in 1969. Think about that. The Falcon Heavy, a Falcon Heavy rocket fully capable of going all the way around the moon with a capsule containing our astronauts. And not to be outdone, NASA has its moon rocket, the SLS booster rocket, which is going to send a capsule, the Orion capsule, around the moon sometime around December of next year. And so some people think that we are, in fact, entering a new age of space exploration. Costs are dropping. Excitement is rising. And maybe the public will realize that, hey, a new generation of rockets could take us to the moon, Mars, and beyond. In fact, that's a new presidential directive. Last December, President Donald Trump issued a presidential directive, Space Policy Directive Number 1, which says our goal is the moon, then Mars, and beyond, perhaps the asteroid belt. And just think about that. NASA for 50 years has been essentially the agency to nowhere. Of course, it sent probes to the planets. We're all grateful for that. But humans have not been beyond Earth orbit. Now, some people have seen the movie Armageddon, and they think that if we're threatened by a killer asteroid, we'll just send Bruce Willis into outer space. Wrong. The space shuttle has been phased out. In fact, the space shuttle didn't even have the power to reach deep space. We would be a sitting duck, if a piece of rock from outer space was headed our direction. So think about that. Anyway, that's the subject of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, now a New York Times bestseller. And my other books include Physics of the Impossible, talking about the possibility of time travel. What does it mean if you can go backwards in time and kill yourself before you're born? Think about that. What does it mean if you could wrap time into a pretzel? Think of all the paradoxes that you could create if you could do that. Well, I talk about this and other developments in my book, Physics of the Impossible. And in The Future of the Mind, I talk about the future of the Internet. Did you know that we can now send memories on the Internet? That's right, memories. Pretty soon we'll send emotions on the Internet. Teenagers will go crazy instead of sending email messages with happy faces at the end of every sentence. They'll send the emotion as well. And so in other words, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls and we're going to answer your emails because you can be part of the march of science. Why should we scientists have all the fun? You can be part of the fun by calling 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens. I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering how possible you think it is to go subatomic, like a person being able to shrink down to the subatomic level, like in the movie Ant-Man, because I really like that movie. Have a great day. I like your station a lot. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. And yeah, when I was a kid, there was a movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man, where a man shrunk himself and he had to fight off bugs and insects. And of course, these bugs were gigantic in size. And then you had Disney movies, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. And we may ask ourselves a simple question. Is it possible that we can really shrink ourselves? And in fact, Matt Damon was recently in a movie where he downsized himself and the cost of living dropped dramatically because his food bill, his electricity bill, his water bill was almost nothing. So is it possible to shrink things? Well, the short answer is no. Sorry about that. And why is that? Well, first of all, what are we made of? Believe it or not, we are made out of nothing. That's right, nothing. Most of our body is a pure vacuum. And if you don't believe me, we do this experiment for our physics students. We get a piece of uranium and then put a Geiger counter behind your back, behind the uranium. And the Geiger counter registers radiation as if you're not there at all, as if you're made out of nothing. Because your atoms are basically empty. That's right. Your atoms are basically empty. Now, if your atoms are basically empty, so we're basically made out of nothing between the atoms and between the electrons and neutrons, protons, then why can't we shrink us? Well, the reason is quantum mechanics. It turns out that quantum mechanics set distances, like the distance to the hydrogen atom, and they cannot be changed by any known law of physics. So sorry about that. Honey, we're not going to be able to shrink the kids anytime soon. However, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And ask your question and get on National Radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's a chance for you to get to the phones and call that number, 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And also, if you're too shy to have your voice heard on national radio, you can email me a question. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm all about. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 650,000 people on Twitter. And find out what all the excitement is about. Why should we scientists have all the fun? Why can't you have some fun, too, by calling 612-564-8135? Well, the previous phone call actually raised a bunch of physics questions. He asked a question about whether or not you can shrink people, and for that matter, whether you can expand people, and what would it be like if we can somehow become Ant-Man? Well, when I was a kid, I used to love watching the movies like Them. In that movie, ants became the size of a house. They were mutated. And the question I asked myself as a kid is that possible that an ant can become the size of a house? Or what about King Kong? Or what about the incredible 50-foot woman? These are some of the movies that I saw when I was a kid. But now I'm a physicist. And now I realize that, well, it makes for great cinema, but they're not physically possible. And in fact, the laws of physics actually change when you scale something up. For example, many people think that if an ant were the size of a house, then the ant could pick up the house. Just like ants can pick up a leaf many times bigger than its own weight. So if ants can do that, if you scale up an ant to the size of a house, then the ant would be able to pick up a house, just like in the movie Them. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. You see, if I take an animal and I double its size, so instead of being 1 foot long, it's now 2 feet long. It weighs more. How much more? It weighs 8 times more. Not just double the weight, when you scale up an animal so that it's double in size, it weighs 8 times more, not 2 times more, because you have to go by the volume. The volume that we learned when we were in elementary school goes as the cube of the radius. But how much stronger is the animal by doubling its size? It's only 4 times stronger, because strength goes as the cross-sectional area of your muscles, and the cross-sectional area goes as the square of the radius. In high school, we learned that the area of a square is pi r squared, and so if you double the size of an animal, it is 8 times heavier, but only 4 times stronger. So in other words, the animal becomes weaker, proportionally speaking, as you scale it up. What am I getting to? The fact that if I take an ant and I scale it up to the size of a house, its legs will break. The ant would not be able to walk at all because the legs are spindly in size. The legs are 4 times bigger if you scale it by 2, but it weighs 8 times more. And that's why King Kong is also not possible. King Kong, instead of terrorizing New York City, its legs would break. His legs would break as soon as it took the first step. Now, that's also the reason why figure skaters are so tiny. Have you ever met a figure skater up close? Maybe you've been to Disney on Ice or something. You realize that they are very tiny people. Why? Because the smaller you are, the stronger you get, proportionally speaking. Okay? That's why little children who are 15 years old win the gold medal in figure skating. If you're very tiny, a tiny girl, you dominate the figure skating world because you're proportionally stronger than a huge hulking guy who has all that mass, all the bones that he has to lug around, while if you are a 15-year-old girl, you fall to the floor, you just pick yourself up. Now, if you're a big hulking mass and you fall to the floor, you break your leg because your legs are not proportionally stronger. And so, in other words, King Kong is not possible. Them, that is gigantic ants, are not possible because the laws of physics are not the same when you double things in size or reduce things by half. Also, if you saw the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, they shrink down to the size of an ant and they meet things like water droplets. Now, think about it for a moment. A water droplet that an ant would see looks like a hemisphere. A hemisphere of water. That's because surface tension is also not scale invariant. Surface tension also increases when you scale things down. That's why an ant would see a drop of water as a gigantic hemisphere. Now, of course, a hemisphere of water in our world would very rapidly splash and it would essentially be wiped out. But for a tiny ant, that's not true. For a tiny ant, a drop of water looks like a gigantic hemisphere. And if the ant were to stick its legs inside the hemisphere, it would be stuck. Because surface tension is also not scale invariant. And that's why sometimes when you put a little piece of sugar in liquid form on a table, ants will come, because it's sugar, and they'll get stuck. In fact, they'll die, stuck inside the honey-like consistency, because the laws of physics are not the same when you scale things up or scale things down. So in other words, in the movie Downsizing with Matt Damon, when you downsize a human, you find all sorts of bizarre things happening when you get smaller and smaller. If you get bigger and bigger, you get weaker and weaker. Your legs will break as soon as you try to take a walk if you're the size of King Kong. However, if you are the size of an ant, then proportionally speaking, you become Ant-Man. And Ant-Man, of course, is a superhero. So if, and this is a big if you could reduce yourself in size, you would become superhuman. But, hey, you can't do it. According to the laws of quantum mechanics, the size of an atom is fixed. Sorry about that. You cannot shrink an atom no matter how hard you try. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor Karku. My name is Maureen, and I'm calling from San Jose, California. I listen to your YouTube channel and have a question for you regarding time travel. If according to the law of physics, time traveling is possible, what if we have right now people who time travel from future, like years 3000 or 4000 to our time? They should be advanced enough to figure out how to do it, and we should have met them by now. What do you think about that? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question, the very same question that was asked by my late colleague, Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking said that, well, maybe time travel is not possible because where are the tourists from the future? He said that his living room should be full of tourists from the future who want to take a picture of the great scientist Stephen Hawking, but he doesn't see them. So, well, maybe time travel is not possible. And one time, as a joke, he had a party. However, he didn't invite anyone to the party. He said, tomorrow I'm going to have a party. But he didn't invite anyone because he said to himself, in the future, I'm going to invite people. And they're going to have time machines, and they'll go backwards in time because they know I had a party. And so he waited for people to show up from the future. Well, nobody showed up from the future. So in other words, maybe they didn't get an invitation in the future to go backwards in time to meet Stephen Hawking. So you ask a very interesting question. Where are the future people? Well, there's several ways of analyzing this question. The simplest way is to say that time travel is not possible, but that's too easy because Einstein's equations do allow for time travel. Einstein said that time is a river, but the river of time can have whirlpools, and the river of time can fork into two rivers, in which case you can actually go backwards in time. Einstein himself realized that. Well, let's take another short commercial break, and after the break, I'll talk about, well, why don't people from the future visit us if they're that advanced and they have climate change? We'll answer that question in a moment. But you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner, facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is cheering the latest monthly jobs report, calling it outstanding.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. Republicans, meanwhile, are not happy with a reconciliation bill that Democrats plan to work over the weekend to get passed in the Senate.
It's an article of faith with Democrats that when they have power, they're going to raise taxes, they're going to spend money, and they're going to grow government. I mean, that's what they do.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham also saying the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. The Dow ending the week on an up note at the closing bell, gaining 76 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us if you call 612-564-8135 and leave your name, the call letters in the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question, a very profound question that my colleague Stephen Hawking asked himself many times. And that is, where are the people from the future? If time travel is possible, maybe not today, but if time travel is possible in the future, then perhaps our descendants will have gone backwards in time to visit their illustrious ancestors, i.e. us, and they should be taking pictures of us. They should be shaking our hands. So why not time travel? Well, ever since Stephen Hawking made that comment years ago, many scientists have come up with their own private theories. One possibility is that maybe they have visited us, except after visiting us, they realize that we're a bunch of fools in the past with nothing to offer them, and they just get bored. I mean, let's say you have a time machine, and you go back to watch the dinosaurs. But after watching the dinosaurs have lunch a few million times, you get bored. I mean, they don't talk back to you. You can't have an interesting conversation with a dinosaur. It's the same old dumb dinosaur having breakfast. And you say to yourself, I'm not learning anything. This is not exciting. So maybe time travelers in the future have already visited us. But they simply said to themselves, humans are not worth visiting again. I mean, after all, if they went backwards in time and watched television and witnessed the Cardassians, they would be convinced there's no intelligent life on the Earth. Nope. Next planet. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that maybe they do come back to the past, but they're invisible. Invisibility is one thing I write about in my book, The Physics of the Impossible. Yes, it is possible to make something invisible. We can't do it yet, but we can make things invisible under microwave radiation, not visible light. But the Pentagon is funding this research. So in the future, maybe we'll have time machines centuries before. No, maybe we'll have invisibility centuries before we have time travel. And so it means that maybe we are visited. Maybe there are people taking our picture, tourists from the future, but they are invisible, and that's why we can't see them. Well, there's yet another way to resolve this paradox, and that is if you could invent a time machine by creating a wormhole, it turns out that the wormhole would connect two points of the present. Therefore, even if you were to separate these two points, you cannot go backwards in time earlier than when you built the machine. That's another possibility, and that is that, yes, you can build time machines, but you cannot go earlier than the time at which you created the time machine. That objection has been raised by several physicists. In fact, several papers I've looked at have raised that possibility that maybe time travel is possible, but not to the distant future, only to the future when you built the time machine. That's another way to get around that fact. And yet there are other ways as well. But first, let's take a quick commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science and time travel on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on national radio with your question or comment about science. Well, before the break, we had a question, a very interesting one, about time travel. And it turns out that, yes, Einstein himself realized that general relativity allows for time travel under certain circumstances. First of all, if I have a spinning object, if the universe itself is spinning, or I have a gigantic cylinder that's spinning rapidly, a spinning pole, and if you were to go around the pole or around the universe, you would go backwards in time. Another class of time travel solutions are black holes. If you could go through a black hole and stabilize it with something called negative energy, then you can open a gateway to the past and keep it stable so that you're not going to get crushed by the wormhole. That is another classification of time travel. And then the question is, well, if time travel is allowed by Einstein, then why don't we have it? Why don't we have visitors from the future? Well, let me say a few things about visitors from the future, because there are paradoxes that you encounter. Now, the mother of all paradoxes, the greatest paradox of all, was given to us by science fiction writer Robert Heinlein. And let me summarize that logic. Many, many years ago, there was a young girl that was left as a baby on the doorstep of an orphanage. The nuns picked up the baby. They didn't know where she came from, what her name was, so they called her Jane. And poor Jane grew up without knowing who her mother was or who her father was. Well, when Jane became a teenager, she became a beautiful young woman, and she got a boyfriend. But it's a sad story. She gets pregnant, and her boyfriend disappears into the darkness, never to be seen again, and she's left pregnant at the hospital. Poor Jane doesn't know who her family is, left as an orphan. Now she's pregnant, no boyfriend. And it's even worse than that. The doctors at the hospital find out that Jane is a hermaphrodite. She has both sex organs. So she's bleeding and she has to be saved. So the doctors do an emergency operation and change Jane into Jim. Well, Jim wakes up with his huge headache, realizing, oh my God. First, she was an orphan, left as an orphan on an orphanage steps.
and then got a boyfriend, but then he dumped her, and now she's abandoned, pregnant, and then that night, somebody steals her baby girl. What a disaster. Everything went wrong. Well, poor Jim grows up to be a barroom drunk. Anytime someone challenges him and says, "Who are you, Jim? Are you really Jane? Where'd you come from anyway? Who's your mother, your father?" Well, now poor Jim is once again dead drunk on the bottom of a bar, and a bartender comes up to him. And a friendly bartender says, Jim, wake up. I'm really a time traveler. Come into my machine, and we will unravel the mystery of who Jane/Jim really is." And so they go back into the past, and poor Jim is left somewhere in the past. He's dazed, doesn't know where he is. But then he meets this beautiful 17-year-old girl, and it's love at first sight. But it was not meant to be. They quarrel, and Jim stomps off into the darkness. But then he finds out that his girlfriend is pregnant. And Jim says to himself, "Oh my God, this happened to me when I was a young girl. I'm going to go back and make things right." So Jim goes back to the hospital, steals his own baby girl, goes back into the time machine, and then drops the baby girl off at an orphanage. And at the steps of an orphanage, the next day, the nuns find this baby girl. They don't know what to call her, so they call her Jane. And Jane grows up wondering, "Who is my mother? Who is my father?" Well, meanwhile, Jim says to himself, "You know, I can't be a barroom drunk all my life. I got to get my act together." So Jim decides to join the Time Travelers Corps. And he has many exploits in the annals of time. And now Jim is an old man. He's an old man now. And he says to himself, "I want one last mission in time. I'm going to go backwards in time and impersonate a bartender to meet a certain barroom drunk who just got into a fistfight because someone said, 'Who are you, Jane/Jim? Where'd you come from? Who is your mother, your father?'" Now, for 10 points, here's the question for you. Who is Jane's mother, father, brother, sister, and uncle? I'll give you the answer after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to be part of the fun. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and make that question, make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting call from a listener who asked about time travel, and what happens if you meet someone from the future? Well, as I mentioned, perhaps the greatest of all paradoxes in time travel was given to us by Robert Heinlein in a short story. And in this short story, we start off with a young baby girl called Jane, grows up in an orphanage, not knowing who her parents are. And as a teenager, she meets a handsome stranger, but gets pregnant, and she's abandoned. The baby girl is born at a hospital, but someone steals her baby girl. Well, poor Jane, she's left without a family, now without her baby daughter, but the doctors realize that she's dying. They have to change Jane into Jim, a sex change operation, and Jim becomes a barroom drunk who one day finally meets a bartender, a time traveler who says, "I will unravel the secret of Jane." They go backwards into the past. And Jim meets this beautiful teenage girl, and it's love at first sight, and he gets her pregnant, but he says to himself, "I gotta take responsibility. I cannot let history repeat itself." So he kidnaps his own baby girl and goes backwards in time once again and drops off the baby girl at an orphanage where she becomes Jane. Now, here's the question. Who is Jane's mother, father, brother, sister, daughter, aunt, uncle? Jane is a family tree unto herself. Now, can you imagine a family get-together? A family get-together and they get into a food fight, and someone says, "You did this to me." "No, you did that to yourself." Think about it. Is that possible? Well, if time travel is possible, you can be your own mother, your own father, your own grandfather, your own granddaughter. You can be a family tree unto yourself. So, is that physically possible? Well, yes and no. You see, Stephen Hawking finally concluded that time travel is not possible because the machine would explode when you went into the time machine. Time machines are allowed under Einstein's equations, but quantum corrections build up. And they build up to the point where the machine explodes, therefore you cannot go backwards in time. Well, I've looked at that calculation by my colleague Stephen Hawking, and I realized I think he made a mistake. He made a mistake because in quantum mechanics, if you were to go backwards in time, the timeline splits in half. Because time is constantly splitting into a multiverse of quantum universes. Therefore, when you go backwards in time to meet Jane, you meet someone else who looks like Jane, but is not really your Jane. Genetically equivalent, has the same memories as Jane,
But is Jane in a different timeline? Now, I saw the movie Back in the Future Part 2, and Doc Brown goes to the blackboard and he draws a long parallel line, a long, long line, and says on the left is the past, on the right is the future, and here's the timeline. And then he drew a fork in the timeline. And he says, that's what happens when you go backwards in time. The timeline splits, and a parallel universe opens up. So in other words, instead of having one universe with many copies of Jane, no, you have many universes. In each universe, there is its own copy of Jane. Now, this, of course, raises philosophical questions. It means, first of all, that if the multiverse theory is really possible, there exists another universe where you are not alive, or you turn out to be a serial killer, or you turn out to be some kind of degenerate, or you turn out to be the richest man in the world. Think about that. Waking up one day and finding out that you're in the wrong universe and that you are the richest man in the world or the deadliest serial killer of all time. I mean, you go berserk thinking about these things. And I, as a physicist, have to think about these things professionally because at the atomic level, that happens all the time. At the atomic level, yes, electrons are constantly splitting apart. And that's why we have television. That's why we have radio. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have lasers. The wonders of the modern age can all be traced back to electrons being more than one place at any given time. Now, if you get a headache thinking about these things, you're not the only one. I've been at conferences where Nobel Prize winners bump into each other and they argue about this. 50 years after Einstein and Bohr struggled with these questions, we're still struggling with these questions. And to me, the simplest way to get around all these paradoxes is to assume that the universe splits every time a quantum decision has to be made. There are no paradoxes in time travel. If you go backwards in time, you've entered another universe. Not your own past, somebody else's past. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Frank in Columbus, Ohio. And my question is about Jupiter. Is it possible that at some point in the far future, Jupiter could accrete enough mass to become a brown dwarf? Currently, it's only about 1% of the mass required for a brown dwarf, but possibly as the sun becomes a red giant and starts to shed off its outer layers, could it at
okay,
some point,
well, let me answer that question really quick. The answer is no. In order to ignite to become a star, you have to satisfy what is called Lawson's criterion. And as you pointed out yourself, Jupiter is way too small to satisfy Lawson's criterion to create another star. So our sun will be alone in our solar system. We're not going to live in a double star system, even though science fiction writers love that idea. But once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And every week, you can be part of the cutting edge of science if you call 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.